Good morning to each listener in our audience. How pleasant it is to have you study together with us on the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. We meet each Sunday morning at 10 and 11, and on Sunday evening at 6, and on Wednesday evening at 7:30. Now I turn our attention to the lesson for this morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Whenever someone mentions the idea that this life may come to an end, there's a certain uneasiness that most of us begin to feel. We're not alone in that feeling. In fact, there is always a kind of fear involved in discussing the subject of death. Many people become absolutely terrified at the thought of this life ending. On the one hand, we see the tremendous scientific and medical accomplishments of the last few decades. It's been said that the average person in his home today can treat disease better than doctors could 50 years ago. But on the other hand, we're beginning to sense that science and technology will not bring us the answers to our problems, and certainly will not allow us to live forever here in this life. But in spite of the uncertainty that we feel about the future, there is still the idea in the minds of many people that they will be alive for many years to come. They just cannot bring themselves to consider the possibility that their lives will end someday. Why not? Maybe it's because people get too busy with other things. They get too busy making money, buying lands, building houses, raising children, and generally trying to keep the bills paid. They get so busy, in fact, that they forget to pray and study the Bible and worship God and live godly lives. Now, I just wonder if those who recently met such a tragic, horrifying death were sorry that they had not thought about preparing their lives so that they could spend eternity with God one day. So many individuals around us exist without any sense of direction, without any purpose, without any notion of living more acceptable lives in the eyes of God. And if we would ever slow down long enough to think about it, we would certainly admit that the time is coming when each of us is going to die. Human experience tells us that this is so. And every time we drive past the cemetery, it's further emphasized. I remind you of the statement, "Man is born of woman, is short-lived and full of turmoil. Like a flower, he comes forth and withers, but also flees like a shadow and does not remain." Job 14:1-2. We know all this, so why are we still rushing through this life without making any plans for the next one? Maybe in all of our activity, we have placed too much faith in the word tomorrow. Yes, we may lose our jobs tomorrow. We may get sick tomorrow. We may even die tomorrow. But as far as today is concerned, those are things that only happen to other people. It would do us all good to slow down right now and think about the question, could this be the last day of my life? You know, the hourglass is running out for every person. Could it possibly run out for you or for me this day? Could there really be just a few more grains of sand left in our hourglass? Could this be the last day of your life and of my life? The truth is that we'll not live forever in this life. Jesus taught the lesson about the rich fool. You remember over in Luke chapter 12. He had a good farm. He was very successful in his farming. In fact, at harvest time, his barns would not hold his harvest, so he built larger barns, stored his goods, and stated, "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease.